For lesson 21, we're going to look at the future tense in French. So we've previously done the present tense, and now we're going to look at how you would say, I am going to do something, and I will do something. So first of all, let's remind ourselves how to say, I am going.
Je vais.
And what's the verb to buy?
Acheter.
How about the noun, a sandwich?
Un sandwich.
And then finally, for dinner.
Pour le dîner.
So for is pour. So put that sentence together. I am going to buy a sandwich for dinner.
Je vais acheter un sandwich pour le dîner.
And to repeat that one more time, I am going to buy a sandwich for dinner.
Je vais acheter un sandwich pour le dîner.
Now later in French is
plus tard.
Tard on its own means late, so adding plus, which means more, makes it more late, so later. And the French verb to work is
travailler.
It's an ER verb. So how would you say we are going to work?
Nous allons travailler.
So we are going to in the present tense and then the full verb to work. What about we are going to work later?
Nous allons travailler plus tard.
Tomorrow in French is
demain.
And the verb to study is
étudier.
Just to repeat that, to study is
étudier.
So if we were going to say they are going to study, what would we say in French?
Ils vont étudier.
And they are going to study tomorrow.
Ils vont étudier demain.
Now the verb to play is jouer. So how would you say, I am going to play?
Je vais jouer.
And what about he is going to buy?
Il va acheter.
She is going to watch.
Elle va regarder.
We are going to eat.
Nous allons manger.
You are going to be.
Vous allez être.
And they are going to go.
Ils vont aller.
So it's simple. Once you know the present tense of aller, to go, you then just add the full verb. So to repeat, they are going to go is
ils vont aller.
That tense is similar to English in that we usually use it when we're talking about something that's happening in the close future. So I am going to watch tennis tomorrow, for example. When we're talking about something further away, we sometimes use will. I will watch tennis tomorrow evening. So what's the word for tomorrow in French?
Demain.
And what about morning?
Matin.
So how would you say tomorrow morning?
Demain matin.
And this evening is
ce soir.
So the word for evening is soir, and this is ce, which we'll look at again later. Ce is C-E. So to use I will do something, let's take the verb partir. The verb partir means to leave. It's an IR verb. So we take the full verb partir and we add the ending, which depends on the pronoun. So for example, I will leave is
je partirai.
So at the end we add a I. Similar to the verb avoir, when we say j'ai, I have, a I. I will leave this evening would therefore be
je partirai ce soir.
Now she will leave is
elle partira.
So you take the full verb partir again and add an a. Now remember in with the avoir verb elle a. So it's the same, a is just added to the end of the verb. She will leave is
elle partira.
And so what would she will leave this evening be?
Elle partira ce soir.
What about he will leave?
Il partira.
And he will leave tomorrow?
Il partira demain.
And then we will leave is
nous partirons.
So we already know that ONS is linked with nous. So we're just adding ONS to the end of the full verb this time for the future tense. So we will leave is
nous partirons.
We will leave tomorrow morning.
Nous partirons demain matin.
And then you will leave.
Vous partirez.
So that ends with EZ. So again, we always link EZ with vous. So you will leave is
vous partirez.
You will leave this evening.
Vous partirez ce soir.
They will leave is
ils partiront.
Again, ends with O-N-T. When we look back to avoir, the present tense for they have, ils ont, O-N-T. So that is what we add to the end of the verb. So they will leave again.
Ils partiront.
And they will leave tomorrow.
Ils partiront demain.
So the verb to leave is
partir.
What's I will leave?
Je partirai.
What about she will leave?
Elle partira.
And to take the same pattern with another verb, how would you say he will eat?
Il mangera.
And we will eat.
Nous mangerons.
Now with the RE verbs like vendre, to sell, which we've learnt, you just take the E from the end. So IR and ER verbs, you keep the full verb, but for RE verbs, you take the E and then add the ending. So you will sell would be
vous vendrez.
Vendrez spelt V-E-N-D-R-E-Z. And they will sell is
ils vendront.
Vendront spelt V-E-N-D-R and then the ending O-N-T. Now the four irregular verbs that we learnt before are not only irregular in the present tense, but also in this tense we've just learnt. So when we go back to the verb aller, to say I will go, the stem changes from the full verb aller and it's ir, I-R, which means I will go is
j'irai.
He will go is
il ira.
She will go.
Elle ira.
We will go.
Nous irons.
You will go.
Vous irez.
They will go.
Ils iront.
And then with the verb avoir, to have, I will have is
j'aurai.
So the stem there, instead of the full verb avoir, it's just or, A-U-R. So to repeat, I will have.
J'aurai.
He will have.
Il aura.
She will have.
Elle aura.
We will have.
Nous aurons.
You will have.
Vous aurez.
They will have.
Ils auront.
So the same endings, but the stem is irregular. So it's a question of learning the stem. Same for the verb faire. We need to learn the stem. It's F-E-R. And it's pronounced in the sense of I will do is
je ferai.
He will do.
Il fera.
She will do.
Elle fera.
We will do.
Nous ferons.
You will do.
Vous ferez.
They will do.
Ils feront.
And then the last of the four verbs, être, to be, the stem here is S-E-R. So I will be is
je serai.
He will be.
Il sera.
She will be.
Elle sera.
We will be.
Nous serons.
You will be.
Vous serez.
And they will be.
Ils seront.
And now, as a reminder of some of the things we've learned in past lessons, back to the present tense. How do you say I finish work?
Je finis le travail.
What about he finishes school?
Il finit l'école.
We finish the housework.
Nous finissons le ménage.
You finish washing up.
Vous finissez la vaisselle.
They finish washing up.
Ils finissent la vaisselle.
And with some other verbs, what about I buy some red wine?
J'achète du vin rouge.
He buys some white wine.
Il achète du vin blanc.
We buy a blue boat.
Nous achetons un bateau bleu.
We are watching a yellow bus.
Vous regardez un bus jaune.
He is watching a brown bike.
Il regarde un vélo brun.
And how do you say it is possible in French?
C'est possible.
And what about the reputation is terrible?
La réputation est terrible.
The reputation is not terrible.
La réputation n'est pas terrible.
The mission is not impossible.
La mission n'est pas impossible.
And now for the numbers. My grandma is 80 years old.
Ma grand-mère a 80 ans.
My grandma is 90 years old.
Ma grand-mère a 90 ans.
My grandfather is 96 years old.
Mon grand-père a 80 ans.
My grandfather is 96 years old.
Mon grand-père a 96 ans.
My uncle is 70 years old.
Mon oncle a 70 ans.
My aunt is 89 years old.
Ma tante a 89 ans.